With Joe Biden poised to be sworn in as the next president of the United States, a question from us in Barbados and the Caribbean is, what will this mean for America's policies towards us in the region? The question becomes relevant when seen against a backdrop of a persistent view in this region that the policies of the Democrats often hurt us more than those of the Republicans. One example, the fight we've had with the U.S. and the OECD over the survival of our own international financial sector under the leadership of the Democrats over the years. To get a sense of what we can expect, it may be useful to look at what the Biden-Harris ticket has said about their relationship with Central America. It is clear that they see immigration as a major issue, and therefore the focus is on what they call the Northern Triangle countries. Biden's campaign observed that the Western Hemisphere has the potential to be secure, democratic, and prosperous, from the northern reaches of Canada all the way to the southern tip of Chile. But critical to achieving this, it says, is ensuring that the nations of Central America, especially El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, called the Northern Triangle countries, are strong, secure, and capable of delivering futures of opportunity for their own people. The Biden camp goes on to say that currently, this Northern Triangle faces enormous challenges from violence, transnational criminal organizations, poverty, and corrupt and ineffective public institutions. And this is forcing too many families, unaccompanied children, and adults to make an untenable choice. Leave behind everything they know and undertake a dangerous journey to seek a better life, or stay and live under the constant threat of violence, persecution, hopelessness, or even death. Trump's response, they say, has been to enact draconian immigration policies that seek to undo America's asylum and refugee laws, coupled with severe reductions in America's foreign assistance to the region. So what specifically is Joe Biden promising, therefore? Well, he says that as president, he will immediately do away with the Trump administration's draconian immigration policies and galvanize international action to address the poverty and insecurity that are driving migrants from the Northern Triangle to the United States. As president, he's promising to develop a comprehensive four-year, $4 billion U.S. dollar regional strategy to address factors driving migration from Central America, and mobilizing private investment in the region as well, while improving security and the rule of law, addressing endemic corruption, and prioritizing poverty reduction and economic development. The $4 billion regional strategy requires countries to allocate a substantial amount of their own resources and undertake significant, concrete, and verifiable reforms. It places strong conditions for verifiable progress to ensure that U.S. taxpayer funds are used effectively. It puts combating corruption at the heart of U.S. policy in Central America and will marshal private sector investment, including through public-private partnerships to supplement government funds. It seeks to invest primarily in civil society organizations that are on the front lines of addressing root causes, renews efforts to work constructively with Mexico, Canada, and other regional partners from Central and South America, and it also recognizes the central role of women as a powerful force for development. To pay for this investment in the future of our region, the plan adds that Biden will reprioritize money away from the Department of Homeland Security's budget for detention, which the Biden camp says has skyrocketed under Trump's inhumane and unnecessary policies in favor of more effective and cost-efficient alternatives to detention. The savings from not locking migrants away like criminals or separating families will be much better used to improve conditions in the region and help people feel safe in their own countries. A Biden administration further pledges to harness private sector investment to promote economic stability and job creation in Central America by working with multilateral development banks such as the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank to develop infrastructure and promote foreign investment by engaging with the private sector in a cost-effective and competitive manner. So what we wait to see now is how the Caribbean will fit into this plan for Central America, especially in a COVID era when the smaller economies of the region are struggling to recover from debt and economic hardship. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.